Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
87 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here, and in my hand I have a pair of tickets to see the Universal Circus at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens for either Tuesday, the 14th at 7 p.m. or Wednesday the 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale now, universalcircus.com. But if you guys want to get your hands on these, let's play a game of Laura Never Loses. We need to mail in a female contestant to hit us up right now. 800-223-9797. Yeah. All right. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, and we are back. Yes, in my hand, I have a pair of tickets to the Universal Circus at Roy Wilkins Park in Queens. We got two dates, the 14th and the 15th. So get tickets at universalcircus.com. But Rosenberg, let's do it. We got a game of Laura Never Loses to play.
You guys said you were ringmasters too?
Yes, we were all ringmasters at one point in our life.
Wasn't that fun?
No, it was honestly, I was in the midst of the beginning of my marriage falling apart, and it was one of the worst times of my life. But not because of Universal Circus, but because they were like, we need you. I wasn't even leaving my house at that time. And they said, do you want to come out and be the ringmaster at the circus?
Right.
I said, let's see. I haven't stepped outside my house in 2 months, but let's give it a shot. I got to tell you, though, even though I was not in a good space, they have a tremendous time over there at the Universal Circus.
I know.
It's cool because, like, you get in and they're playing, like, Biggie Smalls. You know what I'm saying? It's just like they incorporate the hip-hop. I remember, I forgot what it was. I think I walked in and heard Juicy. People just kind of in the bleachers, waiting for the show to start. I'm like, oh, what? Where we at?
It is definitely a good time. Now, the question is, do I have a chance against Laura? Because I've been coming up, I feel just short.
Every time.
Now, we have Jasmine on line 8.
Jasmine.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. I'm good. We're all feeling good. What do you do for a living, Jasmine?
Well, I do hair.
Oh, nice.
Kids, and I work at a medical building.
Okay. Hustle.
Yes.
All right. Who else we got on the line?
We have Brian as well.
Good morning.
Brian.
Morning.
What's poppin', Brian? Where are you at? What do you do?
I've already spoken to you, actually, Rosenberg. I work for BMW.
Hey, you sound like a great guy. Which BMW?
In Freeport, Long Island.
Oh, word up. All right, Brian. And are you on your way out there right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, my man. Sounds good, Brian. Hang tight. Jasmine, who do you want to represent you, myself or Laura Stiles?
Laura, of course.
All right, Jasmine. Let's do this.
Laura.
Okay, I got to focus.
Do it.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the questions. Let's play Laura Never Loses.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, the next verses will be between
Laura.
No. What? I was a full 2 seconds before her.
Just let
might
him
have
it.
A delay, bro.
Just let him have it. Whatever.
Might have a delay.
Go ahead, Peter.
That would
have
be.
It?
Let him have it.
I promise I was so much for it. Ja Rule and Fat Joe.
That's right. Okay. Queens versus the Bronx. What were the occupations of the dwarves?
Laura.
Aye,
the dwarves. Snow White. I'm assuming. They used to mine for diamonds.
Two. Miners is correct. This past weekend, Drake leaked.
Laura.
Peter.
Laura.
Drake leaked a song with Andre 3000 and Kanye that was supposed to be in the Donda album.
Andre 3000 is the answer. The channel runs underneath what body of water?
Peter.
Pete.
The English Channel?
English Channel is correct. Tie game.
Okay.
Which tennis player is taking Laura?
Taking time off. Naomi Osaka.
Wow, at the buzzer again. Laura wins.
Oh my gosh.
It's almost like
that
it's supposed
close.
To happen.
Jasmine, you got the tickets. You're going to Universal Circus.
I'm excited.
Yay. You're going to have so much fun, Jazz. Thank you for listening, okay? Hold on. We're going to get some info from you.
Okay, thank you.
Brian, sorry, bro.
Brian, we still love
That's
you, Brian.
Good,
I tried admirably. I had no chance.
What's up with that BMO hookup? You know what I mean?
Yeah, me.
Peace.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh, Brian. Yo, that was
All right, Laura, what are we doing in Flashing Lights?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Drake is taking over Monday Night Football. I'll give you details on this coming up next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
All right. It seems like Drake is taking over Monday Night Football. He's teaming up with ESPN to curate music for the upcoming season. Eesh. So they announced it yesterday. The network saying the sixth god will be in charge of the aux cord for 10 games throughout the 2021-22 campaign.
So I thought it also said he was coming up with like specific songs that
fit
too.
So it's going to be like certain songs. I mean, we're assuming it's going to be some of his new joints, classics. And he's also going to pick just dope music from some of his favorite artists that he feels fit the game.
Feels like this is a big old nothing burger. That's basically Drake got a check, and because it's Drake, it's news. But if you read the article, it says that past people in the same job were Diplo and DJ Khaled.
Okay, so people have done this before. Honestly, I had never even heard of anyone doing this before. So yes, it's news because it's Drake.
But, and if, I mean, if Drake is going to make original songs for the NFL,
he's not going to do
that. It's going to sound like this.
Yo, that's the funniest part, Johnny.
Monday night, NFL, it's your night.
Yo, so you want to sit back and watch football? No doubt, that's fine. You want to leave me? You could do that. I know I met you Tuesday, but we've been in love since. And now it's Wednesday, and our relationship's over. Matter of fact, I'm on the ground crying like Rover.
You know what I'm saying? Want to come around? Be a touchdown.
Easy.
I can't stand you guys.
Yo. She was a Steelers fan. Her team beat my team, and then we broke up. I never saw that bitch again. She made me sick. Now, I just didn't... It said it was like, we think Drake perfectly encapsulates the feel of Monday Night Football. I was like, do you listen to Drake?
Right.
But it said that he's also going to like feature artists that are worthy of getting exposure. So if he shines a light on some dope new artists, that's a big deal for them. So giving opportunities is always nice.
Yes, and I mean, you just made up that that's going to be what happens. But no, if that is what happens, that sounds
it's
great.
It's in the article, Rosenberg. Stop being a hater.
It said he's going to be shining a light on up-and-coming artists.
Yes.
You don't believe it?
It says he'll also feature some other artists worthy of getting exposure. So there.
So yeah, it'll be people like Art. It'll be like Lil Baby. It'll be people who are already completely scorching.
Right. They're not as hot as him, but they hot.
Oh, my God. The hate.
That's what it's called.
So funny.
You never heard of Roddy Biggs?
Yeah, exactly.
He's worthy.
Right. ESPN and Monday Night Football. Y'all don't know about Roddy Rich. I'm about to put you on. Yo, Monday Night Football. It's a late night.
Well, that's happening, okay? Drake is taking over Monday Night Football. That's your flashing lights report.
Could have came back to sleep.
Could have been quarterbacks.
I cannot. Time is 7 a.m. A high of 83 degrees. Rain in the afternoon into tonight. And alternate side parking rules are suspended.
That's right.
That's right.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
You having problems, man?
No. We up yet?
Yeah, we
up.
We
live. Oh. We're live.
Is this sexual harassment? Comments about appearance are often connected to gender, but the coworker's comment was not offensive. Mm. No. This is not
Rosenberg.
Sexual harassment.
Rosenberg, can you stop having your sexual harassment training on the air with the rest of us? We're past that.
Yeah, I mean, that was so that yesterday.
That was due yesterday, man.
You want us in detention with you? We got to be in detention with you while you do your homework?
Jeez. I'm just trying to get my homework done during school.
We out of school, fam. We in the playground.
I hate you guys.
We actually hear that people need help out here. We should be helping others.
Exactly.
Is it illegal to punish an employee for reporting behavior the employee believes is sexual harassment? Hold on, that's a confusing sentence. Is it illegal to punish an employee for reporting behavior? Yes, that has to be illegal. It is illegal to punish an employee for reporting. Yes, of course that's illegal. Boom, correct. Got it again. I'm perfect, baby. All right, guru time.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro.
Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com. That's the email address. People hit us up like, yo, what's that email again, Laura?
That's right.
I need help. TheGuruLaura at gmail.com.
That's where you find us.
Squad unites to heal, to uplift.
I'm glad you said that because the emails are starting to roll in, guys. But we need them to keep coming. I need a fully stocked inbox as we head into this fall season.
Let's go. Who's in need, Rosenberg? Who's in need?
gmail.com. Isn't it peaceful, guys, getting to start the guru with without having to have someone who tells us that we're losing control, the gurus are falling apart, this segment, we'll get it under control, no one even cares. Isn't it nice?
That's right.
Well, that usually happens at the end. So
sometimes in the beginning.
It feels very zen right now.
Yeah, very peaceful.
Until I heard that non-guru voice that pierced my ear.
That's right. The sage.
All right. Who we got, Rosenberg?
Save a life.
Hey, gurus. Man, I'm so down writing y'all this email.
Hmm.
I hope y'all can give me some advice and help me sort out my feelings.
Okay.
Sorry.
Shouts to Africa.
Shout out to Africa.
Shout out to Africa. I have a new game to see who can whisper it the softest. Only a dog could hear it.
I got it. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I did it.
You did it?
You see? Couldn't hear me. I'm just kidding.
Mine is just a loud whisper.
Focus.
Shout out to Africa.
Yeah, Shawty isn't whispering.
Yo, can we get to the email?
See, that's the problem. We can't even have fun. We can't have anything nice.
Exactly.
We can't properly whisper our shout outs to Africa without Cass coming to scream in our ears.
See?
Let us shout out to Africa, man.
That's right.
Thank you. All right, I hope you guys can give me some advice. Let's start off by pressing the button because I know I deserve it.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Just from the subject, I'm sure y'all can guess what my issue is. Mm-hmm. I got catfished.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm so embarrassed this happened to me. I know 1,000% what it means to be blinded by love because I was Helen Keller when it came to this relationship.
Oh, no.
Blind, deaf, and completely taken out of the game when it came to this chick.
Mm.
I won't get into the details of everything, but basically, I dedicated 3 or 4 years to this girl.
Wow.
Wow. I invested time, effort, and even money at times into a relationship I thought was true.
Money?
It was all a lie. Jeez. I find out last week that I've been getting catfish and called her out on it. She admitted to me and basically said that she never thought I'd go for a girl like her. Mm. She's on the thicker side. Okay. I'm willing to guess she's more than on the thicker side if this was a full-blown catfish. But anyways,
right.
That's not for me to judge. When we went to high school together, and throughout high school, my girlfriends were always skinny girls. But I don't mind thick girls. I actually prefer them. When I think about it, if this girl would have been honest from the start, I would have definitely been into her.
Hmm.
But she decided to take matters into her own hands and catfish me. Now, it's not catfish like you think when you see the TV show. At least, she's pretty cute in real life, just not the same person from her pics.
Mm.
The person's pics she actually used were her cousins. Which, when I think of it, is crazy. Mm. Like, what kind of person does some ish like that?
You fell in love with a cousin.
My dilemma is that I invested so much emotionally into this relationship, it literally breaks my heart to let it go. But how can I forgive her for what she's done to me? I mean, even putting payments towards an engagement ring.
Oh my gosh.
Wait,
I got three payments left until it's mine.
What?
We've been speaking here and there, but I asked her to give me some time to internalize everything. Man, help me. Laura, can you please give me perspective from a lady's point of view? And guys, be honest, I can handle it. What should I do?
Should I give it a chance
and try to start over with her?
My God.
Or should I let it go because this person that is capable of doing some stuff like this is clinically insane and not trustworthy?
I think you should hit him.
Where the hell do we begin?
Right. It's so much. It's so
much. How are you
much.
Buying an engagement ring for someone you've never met before?
Right. Number one. Number one.
That's
the main thing.
I'm stuck. You've never met her. I can't believe it. Like, I actually know someone who was catfished and ended up staying with the person in, and they ended up getting married and having children.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. But
to me,
it's like if someone can go that far to lie to you, I just wouldn't be able to trust you.
Yeah, both
three
of y'all
years,
crazy.
3 years, bruh?
Yeah, and then in three years, you guys never decided to meet up?
Both of y'all, okay, and she went to high school with you?
And then you decided to buy an engagement ring just
right.
through the internet? Like, you've just communicated with this person online.
So
never
here's my question.
How do you even know what to believe?
Guys,
he's getting catfished again.
We here's the thing.
I'm annoyed.
I'm not really worried about the relationship. You know, in the words of Cast One, y'all do what y'all going to do. Because she's crazy, but you're crazy.
Right.
Maybe y'all are a fit. Because, wait, you were buying an engagement ring for someone you never even FaceTimed? Y'all never had a date?
So
y'all never had an experience together? You just talked? And you haven't even smashed yet? Do you know there are people out there that I've thought I really liked talking to, and then after we hooked up with, I realized, you know, I was confused by feelings of wanting to have sex with you.
Right.
I realize now you are actually terrible.
Right.
Like, that happens to people.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, you're like, not only do I not want to have sex with you, I don't even want to hang out near you. And you, this is all part of your really just a buildup of wanting to hook up with this person. And it wasn't even the real person.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns.
Records.
Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
I think that he needs therapy. I feel like he's a person who is very lonely. The fact that he's willing to... He got this type of attention that he never got before from somebody. He was willing to not meet up with them and go for whatever lies took place in order to not hook up. And invested in a ring. Like, you know what I'm saying? You really got to do some introspection. Am I saying that right?
I don't understand. Is he leaving stuff out? Was he in jail for 3 years?
Yeah, it's so many questions. It's bro, so many questions, yo.
It's not like, did she lie to you and say, I lived in South Africa or something and you couldn't travel there? I don't understand.
It's a lot. I get it. A lot to ask.
Yo, guys, listen.
It's on him.
Catfished.
He needs to see a doctor.
I got catfished once, okay?
Really?
Picture it. 1999.
Your clothes baggy?
2000.
Okay.
My clothes were baggy. Uh-huh. I was fresh out of my relationship with my high school sweetheart. We'd broken up at this point, like 20 years old. Mm-hmm. I was working at a radio station in Ocean City, Maryland.
All right.
OC 104.
Did you have Jenko jeans on?
The best of dance and romance.
Okay.
No, I did not have Jenko jeans on. I did have a program director who was a little person named Wookie. That is a fact.
Wow.
Yep. Wookie. Shouts to the Wookster. He did afternoons also. And he'd be like, yeah, it's me, the Wookster, baby. OC 104. Best of dance and romance.
All right, focus.
Anyways, this all happened. At that time, there was a girl who started calling the station. Mm-hmm. Her name was Shauna.
Shauna.
She was sexy. That's right. She started sending pictures. Even sent some nasty videos. And these are the early days.
So she was texting you these pictures and vids.
Well, text wasn't really a thing. I guess it was.
So what the hell? Did she send a dove? You're
exactly,
like, what? Right. Like a
pigeon? It started on the phone lines. This is old school catfishing, calling the request line.
She had a sexy voice.
Oh, she had a sexy voice.
So where were the pictures and videos?
I guess the pictures...
She faxed them? I mean...
Laura, you don't have to be disrespectful, okay? It was not a fax. Probably email or IM or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't focus on the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. The point is, it lasted about, I don't know, 3 weeks of these like phone calls and
you
dirty
and
talks and all kinds of wild behavior on the phone and whatnot. And then the night came for us to meet up.
Okay.
And when we were supposed to meet up, she got really weird and curved it.
Mm.
And at that point, at 21 years old, before the term catfish even existed, I went, well, this is weird. We were supposed to hang out and we talked all this stuff. And then you're making up some weird excuse about why you can't get here. What's going on? And I mentioned it to the person that I was with. And he said, oh, homegirl who called the radio station? Oh, yeah, she's been doing that to people for years. She's not real.
Wow.
And I was like, and I learned the lesson of the catfish. I didn't have to date the person secretly for 4 years, buy an engagement ring. All they had to do was cancel one time. And I went, that was strange because you were clearly about it. What's going on? So my question, the reason for this long, beautiful story, which will be in my future memoir.
My Lord. I don't know if that helped him, but it was interesting.
Catfish, the summer of 2000, Peter Rosenberg story. The reason I told that is because what could be going on with you that you allowed that to go on for years?
That's what I'm saying. He needs therapy. He got to look in the mirror a little bit because he's lonely, man.
He is.
3-4 years and invested a ring, like you're lonely, fam. And I know like people were trapped inside for a year of that at some point, and maybe it just seemed easy to not hook up and it was excuses because of mask or whatever.
Right.
But you know, you need to socialize a little bit, you know, and meet some people. You know, this is not the relationship for you.
Yo, and for anyone out there listening, if you've been communicating with someone, y'all haven't met, in particular, you haven't even FaceTimed, or there's clearly, decidedly something fishy that comes up, because there's always signs if you're paying attention.
Right.
Guys, that's not a real relationship. It's a weird catfish situation. Please be aware. Don't be crazy, because then you're writing emails to the radio station, and all we can say to you is, Congratulations. You played yourself.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So, Laura, you're the guru. What do you say he should do?
I mean,
the only thing he could do is start from scratch.
That's it. I agree with Shawnee. He should definitely see a therapist because he's lonely.
Lonely.
And he let his loneliness, make him do these crazy things like buy an engagement ring. But wait. This is a tough one, though, because I feel like I wouldn't be able to trust the person anymore. And right. I would say you should probably walk away and start fresh somewhere else. Yeah. What do you want to say, Cast?
Nothing. You just said it.
Oh, there you go.
On it.
Walk away, it. Fam. Yeah. Look for something real. So say those gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. Wait,
just walk by CeCe Peniston.
I didn't know you'd mention CeCe Peniston here.
This feels like 99 when you got catfished.
That is true. definitely isn't that Biggie Pop.
I'm sitting here looking at Keisha like, do you love me? Do you love me not?
Ebro in the morning.
Wake up.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Hi, 97. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
What's your name?
Maisha,
what's your sister's name?
Naisha.
And Maisha, and you guys are twins.
Really?
Yeah, we're twins.
All right, so, we're trying to come up with a scenario for ride or die. Maisha, you smoke a lot of weed.
No, I used to. I don't anymore. I don't want to incriminate myself.
All right, and Naisha doesn't like when you smoke weed.
No, she doesn't. She hates it.
Well, because you guys are twins, maybe you tell her you've been smoking weed again and you need her to come take a urine test for you.
I can definitely say that. I have to say that.
Maisha, are you okay?
You okay, Maisha?
I'm okay. I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. It's all good.
Okay.
All right, calm down. Breathe.
Yo, Maisha, stop stressing.
I'm going to kill her if she doesn't do this for me.
All right, here we go.
Wow, okay.
Here we go.
All right. Hello?
Nine.
What?
Listen. What? Girl, look, I told you I stopped smoking, but I've been lying. I've been smoking. Nine, they're about to give me a urine test. I need you to come down here to my job, and I need to give you my ID. Nine, please, I need you to come down here for my Where
job.
Where are you at?
I'm at work at the internship.
All right.
You gotta,
okay.
No,
all right.
Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm gonna come.
Okay. Hello?
Naisha, everybody, listen, you, between the both of you, somebody stop. Naisha, you're on Hot 97.
No, yes. Oh my God, are you serious? What is this? What's happening? This is the ride or die, Nine. Oh my God, Nine.
Did I pass
my rider.
Okay,
yes.
I can't do it. This
hey
is
guys. So much.
Hey, Nine.
Oh my.
Maisha was just playing a prank on you to see if you would help her out.
Guys. I don't need you to come down here. It's just a joke. You're on Hot 97. Oh, my God. Can I give a shout-out, guys?
Okay, guys, I need both... Hold on. I need both of you guys to shut the f*** up for 1 second.
Oh.
All due respect. Do you guys drive people crazy?
Yes, we do.
Okay, thank you. Just checking.
Check my Facebook. Can I give a shout-out, guys?
Of course, yeah.
Is that too much?
No.
Shout out to Bars Mob. We're about to come through. Hey, everybody. Hot 97. Thank you. I'm so
When you say we're about to come through.
I love you, Ma.
I'm going to get you.
We love you, too. Ebro
in the morning. Sign up for Ride or Die now. 800-223-9797. Or email us at hot97rideordie@gmail.com.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy. will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Aw, yeah. It's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Good morning. Hump day.
Good morning.
I know a lot of people are sending kids back to school today. It's happening out here.
Wow.
Is today the first official day?
Is it?
Listen, it's New York, so you know this place is crazy. There is no one official day, but it's definitely for some people, for sure.
For the public schools, huh?
Some people going back today. Some people going back tomorrow. Some go pushing it all the way back to Monday.
But yeah, depending.
A lot of schools starting today and tomorrow. Depending.
Yeah, my sons don't go back till next week.
Okay, yeah, it's all depending what state, what city.
That is the one thing I've never adjusted to about living in New York over the last 15 years. The schools are literally, there's 80 different calendars, 80 different sets of rules. But I know a lot of people are going back today, Shawnee. That is for sure. Because they were off for the Jewish holiday yesterday, and the day before that was Labor Day. And then some people aren't going back until after the Jewish holiday next week.
Right.
Which is not till like, Yom Kippur ends like Thursday night.
Yeah.
So some people aren't going back to the middle of September. And then you have some places in the country where people have been in school since mid-August.
Yeah. Now, it's definitely mixy. It says the first day of school for the public school is September 13th. I think that's when the teachers is like, it's over, la.
So wow, September 13th.
Which is Monday.
It's okay.
Monday coming.
And then the Jewish holiday is next Wednesday night in through Thursday. I have never in my public school days, have any of you guys ever sniffed September 13th as the first day of school?
I know, right? It's usually after Labor Day.
I did, but you can hit my parents with the button, but that's because they just bought my flight late to come back from DR.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Now, I have a question. Yourself. Yeah, well said. Well said. That is a perfect place to start for congratulations. You played yourself, Cast One. Right there.
Show all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Now, Cast, when you would come back and your parents would get you a late flight back from DR in the summer.
Right.
And you'd show up to school September 15th. Were you happy to be off longer, or did you feel like awkward and out of sorts and kind of annoyed that you'd missed the vibes early?
Nothing to worry. Yeah, I didn't miss the vibes at all. I didn't care about that. I was like, I got extra couple of days for vacation. Let's do it. But you know what did kind of make it a little difficult was falling behind on the lesson plan. You'd be like, you get there, you'd be like, wait, what's that? What's a fraction? What is this? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Damn, you missed all the fractions that fast? Yeah, damn.
I never learned fractions ever again. So
and that was it. Once you missed the fractions because you were in DR, you never recovered.
Never recovered. It's over.
Laura Stiles, who do you have for congrats today?
I mean, it's layers. You know, I've been reading about the, abortion laws in Texas, right? It's specifically the one that just passed. You know, they set up a website. It's called the ProLifeWhistleblower.com, where people submit tips. Like, this Lyft driver drove this person to a clinic. Because, you know, they can pursue charges.
Yeah, it's like
towards the Lyft driver.
Nice little check, too, right?
But like 10 grand. Like 10, that's something they're offering. So people are out here being AKA whistleblowers, right? Just to make people, specifically women, be super scared and to scare other people into helping other women. I don't know if you guys got this, whoever is a Lyft customer, but Lyft came out with something special for them. They were like, just know that if anyone tries to, you know, come after our Lyft drivers, we'll make sure we cover all their legal bills.
Oh, good for Lyft. They're all lining the sand.
So Lyft is like, nah, fam, we're making sure that our drivers are protected. They're doing their job, providing a service for people who need it. Also, there was a website called the ProLifeWhistleblower.com. You know, GoDaddy was like, nah, fam, I ain't hosting this on my joint. So they got rid of them.
Oh, wow.
Then for a second time, I guess it was another platform that tried to, you know, relaunch the same website. They got the boot again. People are going to fight this, man, in any way possible. People think that they're just going to force, you know, force these beliefs onto people, people will fight. And I give props to the ACLU for always standing up and always fighting for the people, man. Because I follow them on Instagram and they're like, we see you in court. You thought you got away with this? Well, here's a button.
Congratulations. You played
but
yourself.
People are going to fight in every way possible. Believe that.
This I'm still like so... I still like can't get over what's even happening in Texas.
Bro, did you see this clip that was floating around? Governor Abbott was like, he was at a press conference, so somebody asked him, he's like, well, what do you say? What are you going to say to the people who are like, are you forcing people to carry a pregnancy through incest or rape? And he was just like, well, they have 6 weeks. AKA, most women don't even know they're pregnant at 6 weeks. And then he was like, and we're going to aggressively go after the rapists and prosecute them. I'm like, wait, if you're going to do that, that means they already committed the rape. So what are you saying? It's just the most ridiculous thing, and it boggles my mind.
I mean, six weeks is like when people might start suspecting they're pregnant.
Maybe.
Like,
if that.
It's really, that's really, really wild. Sean, you have audio in the system, actually. You see the audio from Caitlyn Jenner?
Caitlyn Jenner.
Here we go.
I do.
Let's hear what Caitlyn Jenner had to say about the abortion laws in Texas.
So I support Texas in that decision. That's their decision. I'm okay with that. But as far as being a woman's right to choose, I don't see any changes in our laws in California in the future.
But you're fine with the Texas law, even though you say that you support abortion rights. You are fine with a law that essentially outlaws abortion.
I think they have the right in their state to do what they want to do. Now, do I agree with the decision or not? No, to be honest with you, I actually probably do not agree with the decision.
Okay.
But I agree with they have the right to make their own decision.
Why is this person running for governor of California? I mean, hopefully she will not get any votes at all. But yeah, just hit Caitlyn Jenner with the button, please.
I can't even deal with this. I can't.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
All right, on a slightly lighter note, did you guys see the news that there's this fight this weekend? And I mentioned this earlier to Laura. It was going to be a De La Hoya fight. De La Hoya now is not able to fight. He has COVID-19.
Yeah, I know. I saw a video of him in the hospital.
Like in the hospital. Yeah, which is crazy. But he's hospitalized with COVID-19. So he's out of the fight. And he's being replaced by Evander Holyfield. Now, first of all, let's hit the button for the fact that you could have a quote-unquote professional boxing match in which there's a weight class where Oscar De La Hoya could be replaced by Evander Holyfield.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I mean, at this stage in his career, Evander Holyfield is a legitimate heavyweight. Why him and De La Hoya could be in the same fight makes no sense whatsoever. But on top of that, guys, Triller, the home of our beloved Versus, has announced that they're going to do an alternate commentary for this fight on Saturday night. So if you're not interested in hearing the legendary Jim Lampley, formerly of HBO Sports, call the fight, you can listen to the alternate track and listen to sports experts Donald Trump Sr. and Jr. calling the fight. That was the call for the button, Shawnee. Just that right there.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And I don't understand how someone in sports is choosing to give Donald Trump Jr. and Sr. a live mic for 2 hours. Well, we do know the answer. The answer is they want people to talk about it. They want people to pay for it. And this is something they think people will pay for.
They just care about money. That's it.
But yo, I just need everyone to remember that Triller is the same spot that hosts the Versus battles. It's supposed to be putting on something that's for the culture. They turn around and gave Donald Trump a bag the next day just to get people to watch this Evander Holyfield fight against, all due respect, a completely washed up MMA dude in Belfort. So this is the culture we live in now, and it's not surprising, guys, that of all sports, boxing would do it, because we're at a place now where boxing will do literally anything. Yeah. Like soon we'll be watching children fight. They're gonna have children boxing matches, maybe pets.
Yeah. Anything is possible.
Because like you said, the culture we're living in is based on numbers at this point. Right, so what is it? Versus was getting the numbers. Let's put them on. Trump gets numbers. We'll put them on. If children boxing will get numbers, we'll put them on.
Yeah, they'll do boxing on milk crates.
You know, facts. If it was getting the numbers,
if it continued to get the numbers beyond a couple of weeks, and that's to me when you see people say this phrase, and this has been out there. I think it was something that Jake Paul started himself. Your grandfather had Muhammad Ali, your dad had Mike Tyson, and you have the Paul brothers.
Right.
God,
congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Oh, that Drizzy?
Hey.
Oh. Whoa. Certified?
The certified Monday Night Football boy, Drizzy Drake. Hey. We got more to do. It's Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. DJ John is stepping in with surprises next.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
All right, Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg, happy hump day. And for those of you like myself who, whether we should or not, still participate in the fun and joy that is NFL football, it's back tomorrow, baby. That's fall is here, guys. Fall is here. That's right, Shawnee. This weekend, New York Jets at the Carolina Panthers. We'll get a look at the Jets' new quarterback, young Zachary Wilson. People are talking like Zach Wilson is going to be damn near the next Tom Brady. That's how they're talking about Zach Wilson, guys. And then the New York Giants play the Denver Broncos at 4 o'clock at home this weekend. So shout out to all the long-suffering Jets fans out there. You know, guys, we have lots of them in our life. We all know a Jets fan. We all know a suffering Jets fan. Who comes to your mind first, Shawnee? You go Mr. C?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Jen.
Jen from BK.
Jen from Brooklyn, long-suffering Jets fan as well.
That's a fact.
Method Man. Long-suffering. Oh, yeah. Long-suffering Jets fan as well.
Oh, yeah. Long-suffering.
Oh, sure. Now, people believe that this kid, though, is supposed to be something special. So we'll see. And then tomorrow, the Super Bowl champions get the NFL season started. You know, that's how they always do it. The Cowboys and the Buccaneers. And speaking of the Cowboys and their repug fans, it's time for DJ John.
DJ John. He's moving to Texas.
DJ John.
Vote for Texas.
Yo, thin glasses John DJ is so John. Weird. I don't even know who he is when he comes in our thing anymore.
Thin glasses John?
Yeah.
I went to go get glasses yesterday, guys. I finally did it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. In a week, you'll good see me you. With thin glasses on.
Are you going to wear your glasses when you don't need to, like DJ John?
No, absolutely not. The reading glasses.
I have to wear when I'm on the screen or laptop.
Well, so Laura, that's the thing. When, to John's point,
Are you going to do it when you're at work and looking at your, you know, prizes and the computer?
I might. You might see me slap on my pair of glasses. Excuse me, guys. I was in denial for a really long time.
Yeah.
Finally, I went to go get an eye exam.
Blurry.
And they were just like, I can see far. I'm straight. It's just up close that it gets blurry.
That's because we staring at these screens, man.
Man.
I know, so my bad.
I'm at the point, like, my man be like, babe, check this out. And I take his hand and I pull it away from me. I'm like, let me see.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those?
Right, yeah. Me too now.
Yo, when you start doing the hold on and you got to pull your whole head back to see. Oh, that's old and wild. Now, John, are you are you going to watch the Cowboys' first game tomorrow?
No.
You are still out on the NFL.
Yeah, man.
Yo, the way that you got bullied out of your favorite pastime by Ebro was unlike anything I've ever seen.
But they're not winning. I get it. They were winning, and I was like, all right, let me just look at, you know. But
so if the Cowboys are great this year, if they start out 6-0, look like they're on their way to a Super Bowl.
Are you back?
Are you back?
I don't believe him. He's gonna walk in here with a Cowboys jersey.
I'd rather waste my Sundays hanging out with my family.
Oh my God! I so don't believe you.
Yeah, I believe you, John.
Yo, man.
Yo,
listen.
I believe you, John.
I'd rather waste my Sundays with the family.
Yeah, than waste it. By the way, you can waste it with your family watching football. That's what people do.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, this will be interesting to keep an eye on. DJ John entering year three or four of his NFL protest. Very, very devout. Very, very impressive.
Three or four.
That's what you said. You claimed it's year three or four.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever.
John, all right. Yeah. What do you have, John?
I don't care. It doesn't matter to me no more. It's old news. Like, I'd rather just.
All right. What do you got?
Oh, y'all got Rich Montana's hooking y'all up with a bag. Like, so a price pack with going back to school. So, you know, be call number 9, you can win a $100 Visa gift card.
Mm.
Also qualify for a grand prize for a special back to school FaceTime session with French Montana. You get a Chromebook. Oh, you'll get a big prize pack courtesy of French Montana, Epic Records,
Fresh,
and French Montana High 97, baby.
That's nice. I like this.
You're
going to
have kids in school this year when the teacher's being like, does anyone know what 6 times 4 is? And they're just going, huh?
They're like, excuse me, I'm FaceTiming French Montana.
Yeah. No, it's not what you think, teacher. I'm not being disrespectful.
Right.
I'm FaceTiming my friend. Why are you FaceTiming a grown man rapper? It's a long story. I won a contest with Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, okay? 1-800-223-9797. And you have a chance to be smarter than DJ John. Now, Shawnee Culture, do we have someone on the line already?
Yeah, we got Arnold.
Arnold.
Hello, hello, hello.
What's up, Arnold? How are you?
Hey, Arnold.
What's going on, guys? Good morning, good morning.
Arnold, do you have a football team?
A football? Yes, the Giants.
New York Giants. All right, how are they going to be this year? You think Daniel Jones is going to be good or nah?
I'm hoping for a Super Bowl win, but if they're anything like the Knicks, you know, that's all we got is hope.
I know.
Yeah, the old Knickerbockers. All right, well, you have an opportunity right now to be to be smarter than DJ John and win an opportunity for your child. Do you have a kid there, Arnold?
Yeah, I do. I have a 13-year-old.
Is he a junior?
Ooh, perfect. All right, here we go. Laura, what's the question?
Okay. All right, Arnold. Can you tell us what show, very popular show, okay, has characters like Captain Kirk, Dr. Spock?
Yo.
That would be Star Trek.
Boom! Nice. Yes! Correct, Arnold. You are correct.
Big up
yourself. Sham question. It's a sham question.
Star Trek Day today.
So
DJ John. Star Trek.
I never watched it.
How many episodes of Star Trek actually
aired? Oh, damn, you're protesting Star Trek too? This is crazy.
Yeah, right, man, I don't like Star Trek. You know what I'm saying? It's not even Star Wars.
How many episodes?
Wait, what was the question?
How many episodes of Star Trek aired?
1,500.
79 episodes in total.
Oh.
Wow.
1,500? Now, I'll be honest, I'm surprised it's only 79. But 1,500?
Right. I cannot.
Wow. Yo, Arnold, congratulations, Arnold! My friend.
Yes. You guys made my morning.
Right.
Yo, what's your son's name, Arnold?
Arnold the fourth.
Daughter.
What's your daughter's name? We made up that it was a junior. Yes. What's your daughter's name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, all right. Jasmine's getting hooked up, courtesy of DJ John and French Montana. Hold on 1 second, Arnold. We will take care of you, my man. What do we have coming up in Flashing Lights, Larsa?
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner made an official announcement. We'll discuss coming up Flashing Lights.
All right, we'll get into that during Flashing Lights. Yo, Cast One, let's play a little quick tribute to our guy. We were obviously so busy yesterday talking about the tragic passing of Michael K. Williams that we didn't even mention yesterday that it was the 3-year anniversary already of the tragic passing of Mac Miller.
Wow, 3 years.
Yeah. The overdose.
Physical.
Right. Yo, we were just talking about our friend DJ E Styles and how
E Styles.
His beautiful family grew up so fast. Like, I have a lot of friends whose kids grew up fast, but for some reason, with E Styles in particular, it's like I blinked, Laura, and I think his daughter is the same age as him now.
Yeah, she grew quick.
It's just kids. I look at my kid, I'm like, I thought I just had you. You already have two teeth? You're already trying to stand by yourself?
No, Laura's in new parent phase where you think that's true about you, but it's only you who sees it that way. Right. Laura, every time I see Kendra, she's like, isn't she gigantic? I'm like, no, she's still a really cute, tiny little baby, to be honest with you.
She's an infant.
She's a tiny little infant. Right. She's one little tiny hair bigger than the last time I saw her, and Laura's like, she's already in college.
Eastyle's son was born.
Eastyle's son has a job. He's a doctor.
Right. He wears glasses and has a briefcase. He was just born last week.
Right. And now he's working on the stock market. He's like reading me NASDAQ reports.
I know. Kids grow up so fast, man.
His daughter's teaching a class of 26 children. I know. Don't worry. Kenza still hasn't even said her first word. We're good. We're Gucci.
She has.
She's walking soon, though, right?
Yeah. Issa's a 40-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. What about Issa? Issa's 7 going on 26.
Right. Yo, Issa grown. She grown.
I know. I know.
But honestly, Issa, Ebro's daughter, is unusual in how grown she is, too. I know literally other kids who are like 2 years older than her who seem legitimately younger than she seems.
Right.
Because she's that smart. Facts. Laura, what was Kenza's first word? She already has a word? What was
it? She says, ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma-ma.
So. Yo.
See, I'll take that as mommy.
Hit Laura with the button. Hit Laura with the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, Laura, just...
You mean that your daughter says... Yo, you mean Kenza walking around going...
All of that?
Yeah, Ricardo!
Dímelo!
It's the Dominican side, baby!
I can't stand you.
That's a Dominican baby's first word.
Oh, my God. Let's
go. But Laura just under her breath went when I was like, she hasn't even said her first word yet. Laura went, I mean, she has.
Right.
She made me feel bad, like I missed something.
She looks and at then me and goes, mama, mama, mama.
And then I said, okay, so what's her first word? You went, well, her first word is... Yo, get out of here.
That counts as mama?
She's like, milk, please.
I'll take it.
Flashing lights time.
That's right, Laura, take it. My kids be like, duh, duh, duh. I'm like, daddy?
Daddy, yes.
That's it.
Well, speaking of babies, this was really sweet. We already, the news was already out, but Kylie Jenner shared this really beautiful video of her and Travis Scott basically like telling the family that they were officially expecting their second child. And you could see their little daughter Stormy super excited and hugging mom's belly. It was cute. It was really cute. And Travis has like a huge cheese smile on his face. And, you know, you see Travis always like just staring down with a somber look, but he's like, overjoyed, like his smile is from ear to ear and he's so happy. So it's just really nice to see I don't know if they're like the real feelings. I don't know if this was behind the scenes or stage or whatever, but it was a cute video. It was really cute.
It was a cute video. I'm happy for Travis. It is nice to see Travis having a sincerely super happy moment. You're right, he's always just kind of looking down.
Right. He's always in character and like his rapper mode, but to see him like so happy to like break the news to his little daughter Stormy, and she's so happy. She's like, "Mama's having a baby!" You know, it's so cute. It's cute.
You know who should be happy? That baby. You are coming into quite a world, my friend.
Oh, Lord.
That's my fact, God. Though. Your mom's worth a Billy.
Right.
And Travis might be worth, I don't know, Cass, what do you think, $500-600 million?
Right.
Easy.
Your aunt is Kim. Your uncle is Kanye. They were.
Well, yo, Shawnee, let's not focus on the negative, man. I'm trying to focus on the positive for this
baby. Saying it's a lot going on there.
Yeah, crazy uncle showing up is starting to spout his insane political ideas. I'm going to build a community for people. All right, Uncle Kanye.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Hey, can I get the toy or nah?
Where's
you want to come live in the stadium with me? No, it's cool.
Everybody got a crazy uncle, man.
It's true. Yo, I got a crazy uncle, man. This guy's wild. He actually lives in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. What? Like the Baker Mayfield commercial? Yeah, that's my uncle. He's down there.
It's your Flash and Electrical. The time is 8:04. Today is a high of 83 degrees. Rain in the afternoon into tonight. And alternate side parking rules are suspended for Rosh Hashanah.
Is that the 8 o'clock topic? You have an uncle who's as crazy or crazier than Kanye West? I want to hear proof. 1-800-223-9797.
Oh, boy. There's
How is your
uncles.
Crazy uncle as crazy or crazier than Kanye? That's something.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Laura, did you finish your sexual harassment training yesterday?
Of course I did.
You got it done?
Yeah.
God, we had no time though, and the thing's so long.
I just did it right as soon as we get off the air. I was like, let me just get this out the way.
Shawna, you finished too?
I did. I went home and did it. They said they needed it today, so I was like, let me just
knock it out. Shawnee and I were responsible. They told us you have a deadline, so we did it.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, hold on. Have I finished yet? No.
No.
You're
did
late.
I do
You're
it
late.
A year ago? Yes. Do I
well,
not understand
every year.
Why?
You're supposed to do it every year.
By the way, it definitely didn't used to be every year.
I think
we weren't doing this training every year.
We were supposed to. Yes, we've done it every year.
I don't think sexual harassment training has been required by the state every year.
It's possible last year maybe got skipped because it was a weird year.
No, we did it last year.
And we did it the year
before. For sure.
Yeah, we definitely did it the year before.
Yep.
Yo,
and the year before that.
Because I remember coming in like, wait a minute.
Again? No, it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I don't remember this being, I've not done this 14, 15 times, but whatever.
True.
Can they give us more than one day's notice?
They actually did. They emailed you to the work email that you don't check.
I just re-signed up for that. Hold on.
Congratulations.
Yes,
so wait, you got it prior to yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just chose to wait for the last day.
Yeah.
But you had it in your email the whole time.
Yep.
All of you guys felt that way.
Yeah.
So when Griff told us yesterday, y'all know you have to do this today, you guys were like, absolutely, Griff, I've been waiting for the day.
No, I was like, I've been stalling, but now that there's a deadline, fine, I'll do it.
Well, I did not know about this, and they know I don't check that email.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Y'all are just lying. We get on the radio and they lying through their teeth.
You just get mad when I'm doing it like you.
No, when Griff told us all yesterday, we all went, what?
Yeah,
no one went, oh, that's right. It's been in my email the whole time, Peter. I can't believe it.
Today's the deadline. Okay, we'll do it.
You're the only one, man.
Yeah.
You didn't do your homework, bro.
You're the only one. And they actually sent it to the Gmail, not even the work email.
Sorry, we all got it.
They definitely didn't send it to my Gmail.
They definitely did. I'm looking at the email right now.
Damn, yo.
No, yesterday, not prior to yesterday, they didn't. Y'all just lying, trying to get me mad. Listen,
Yo, you want me to screenshot it?
You missed the assignment,
Do whatever you want. I don't care. I'm going to get it done. In the great words of Cass One, y'all do what y'all going to do.
We did, and we turned it in yesterday.
Yeah, we all done.
I'm here first. It's me, Laura. I'm here first with my sexual harassment training. It's been done for months. I just was waiting for the last day to turn it in.
You're such phony, baloney, teacher's pet liar. This is who I have to deal with. If you have to deal with something like this, I don't mean annoying coworkers. I mean trainings and like yearly things or maybe monthly things that you have to do at your job that just drive you insane.
Or like a new dress code. You know, there's some people who have new dress codes. Right.
Yeah, 1-800-223-9797, or they even did it, I was told they made McDonald's employees learn Sweetie's raps.
Yes.
In order to serve the Sweetie meal.
Yeah, I read that too. Imagine, so whatever like, your you job get an email, is. Corporate email, like, you must learn the lyrics to I See.
That's crazy.
That's funny.
Yo, there are questions in this training that literally say things like, who deserves to have rights in their office?
There we go.
Bosses, employees, undocumented workers. Right. The answer is
freelancers.
All of the above. Everyone. Let me guess. But everyone has office rights.
That's a trick question. Yeah. That's how they find the idiot that's going to go, no, you don't deserve rights in this office.
Right, exactly. Who deserves to be sexually harassed in their office? I'm going to go with no one.
No one
deserves sexual harassment in their office. So just so y'all know, we have to do the exact same things you guys have to do.
Facts.
These trainings where you sit at a computer for 45 minutes. Yo, and they came up with a scheme now. Shout out to New York State. They came up with a scheme now where you really can't speed through it.
No, right. You got to sit there and listen to the whole thing.
That you used to be able to like blaze through the whole thing, and as long as you got the questions right, you'd be good. Now it's like, no, right. We're going to read very slowly and explain each and every slide. And by the way, of course, this stuff is important. But, you know, I pride myself on not being a Neanderthal. So I'd like to think I know most of these things, but these are the things you have to do. 1-800-223-9797. I should expand the question also, Shawnee, to not only do you have to do these annoying things, but do you also have annoying coworkers who are teachers' pets?
Excuse me, I did two of them, in fact.
Guys, just so you know, Cass One sent in our group chat a screenshot of Rosenberg's email and when he received it.
But where's the date? We don't believe you.
I was
here yesterday when everyone heard and found out at the same time.
Look, I completed my task and did the extra credit point.
There you go, Sean.
I did mine before school even ended.
Exactly. Made a nice cover, on it, too.
Thank you.
Here, Sean. No homework for me tonight. I did it during second period.
Exactly.
That's your nerd voice? Oh, my God.
With the stuff, who we got, Shawnee? Who do we have?
You got April.
April.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Hi, April.
What does your job make you do, April?
What's annoying? What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. So I work for a fragrance company. I'm a chemist, and I have to do environmental training and also a bribery training. So, like, you can't do things for gifts for people and stuff like that. So, like, right now, my GHS training is, like, 229 days late.
Oh, I feel you. I feel you.
Well, Rosenberg was one day late, and we were cracking on him.
Yeah.
I know.
Jeez. Yeah,
I just look at my email, and it's like you have an engaged thing to do, and I just delete it. I'm like, whatever.
Wow, she deletes it. At least I just ignore it. I'd be like, all right, I read it, and I just keep it moving. She deletes it. Like, nope,
yo,
never
the delete,
existed.
What if they come for you, and they say you need it, or you never can't existed. Work anymore? Damn.
Well, I feel like I just did one. I have the certificate on my wall, but somehow every year, there's another one, and I'm like, blasted, I just did one. It's the same thing.
Oh my God, you sound like Rosenberg. I already did this 5 years ago. Why are you making me do this again?
That is, yo, 100, yo, listen, 164 slides, this is OD.
Oh
and furthermore, thank you for your call, by the way. And furthermore, if I were you, Laura, if I were a woman, I would say I'm not filling out the sexual harassment. And matter of fact, I feel offended y'all even want to make me do it. This is sexual harassment. That's what I would say.
Who else is on the line?
Yo, we got Shadina.
Hey, Shadina.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
What do they make you do at your job?
So I work at Connecticut Dermatology Group in Connecticut. So they make me do an OSHA test and a bloodborne pathogen test every year. And the beginning of this year, I didn't do it. So what they did, they pulled me out of work and brought me in the office and made me sit at the computer all day and do it.
Wait, what's the first exam?
It's OSHA.
What is that?
OSHA is it talks of, it's about, you know, all the things that you have to know about healthcare, as far as like, man, I'm drawing a blank now.
See, this is why you got to take it.
Wow. Sounds like it was
OSHA,
really effective.
OSHA.
You need a refresher.
It's too much. It's the blood pathogens.
All right, go ahead, Cass.
I was going to say OSHA is Occupational Safety and Health Administration. I used to actually have to do that when I used to work construction back in the day. So they kind of like are this. It's a sort of safety regulators, so they just regulate the safety at your workplace. So
gotcha.
You kind of have to do it in certain occupations.
Well, now after talking to her, I feel like you have to do it every year because look, she didn't even remember.
Right,
she didn't remember anything.
You got Lorena.
Lorena, what do you have to do on your job? Hopefully, you remember.
Good morning,
what it is.
Guys. How are
Good
you?
Good morning.
I work for a data center, and today, as a matter of fact, at 9 o'clock, I have a fire extinguisher training class. Mm-hmm. I got the email yesterday afternoon.
Wait, how long is your training?
For 1 hour, but it's once a year, every year.
But that's not that bad, an hour.
It is. I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over again. It's like nothing changes. Like, we've been watching the same videos from 10 years ago.
Yo, it is the worst. And then like, and they bring you into like a room and everyone has to sit there staring at each other like, why are we doing this training again?
Yes, exactly.
So annoying. Well, we're with you because we got to watch the annoying videos too.
Exactly. We got a Danica.
Danica, what do they make you do at the job?
We do several trainings on programs that we've already, trainings and retrainings. But the thing that really gets me upset is that we have to do self-assessments. Every year.
Yeah. Oh, I hate a self-assessment.
Yeah.
Oh, my
how do you
God,
think you've
so
done
right.
this past year?
How can you improve?
What are you going to be in the next year? Get out
how
of here.
Can your supervisor help you improve?
Oh,
really?
God.
You know how Laura answers every time?
I couldn't do any better. I gave the top effort of anyone in the whole company.
No, I read, you can give me a raise.
Exactly.
Yeah, we basically have to write about ourselves and big ourselves up, pretty much only for them to shoot us down to say you did all right.
Where do you see yourself in the next
year? And then they give us a 2-week crunch time to just finish the whole self-assessment. And then we have to have I work at a law firm, so we have attorneys reviewing us to tell us whether
great.
We did a good job or not. And then we have a meeting with the manager to go over what we wrote versus what the attorney wrote. And it's just, and it's a month long process. So they just opened up our review season. So usually it's like September to December. Mm. So our self-assessments are due at the end of this month, but then we don't have our official meeting until December.
This is terrible, okay? Yeah, we're over here complaining over 45 minutes. Yours is terrible.
Yeah, that sounds really, really annoying. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Sure, have a good...
She's my favorite one because I hate a self-assessment because she's so right. You'd be like, oh, I've improved in my communication skills. And then right. You meet with your boss and be like, actually, you could improve more in this department.
Yeah,
you're like,
yo,
all right, man.
Really?
Why are you even asking me that?
Well, and you're also supposed to rate your boss's work. How does your boss, how do you think your boss views you? And how do you view your boss?
And then you
got to
sit with them and say, I thought you were pretty okay this year.
Right. My favorite question is when they go, do we provide you with all the tools for your success?
No.
No.
Don't worry. I brought my own tools to work. It's me, Laura Stiles, employee number one.
I need a pocket protector.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Really, Shawnee? I need a pocket protector?
That's right. You all the tools provided so I can do an effective job. Make sure the ink doesn't stain my
shirt. Let my nerd voice live on its own without having to say the word pocket protector, okay?
That nerd voice reminds me of pocket protectors and broken glasses with the little tape in the middle.
Real people don't wear pocket protectors. I swear to God, that's a TV thing only. I don't think there's a real person.
I've seen it.
Real nerds?
I don't think I've met a real nerd with a pocket protector.
Bro, I've seen it. And I was like, is that a pocket protector?
Yo, I only know the term from movies, I think.
Connect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Wow, Rosenberg, this is interesting. According to TMZ, Jamie Spears is asking a judge to terminate the conservatorship. So the dad...
I thought we knew that was happening. I thought it was old news.
Really? That he wants to just end it all together? I thought we were fighting about it, and he was like... At first, I thought he was maybe like, oh, okay, fine, you know. But I didn't think he was just going to end it all together, like completely walking away.
Yeah, I thought that was like last week we heard that. Hmm. I've always been weirded out that his name's Jamie Spears and the other daughter's name is Jamie Lynn Spears. No, you're right. I see it trending, though, from last night. I guess this is new.
Yeah. So I guess the Free Britney movement can finally rest. She'll be able to do whatever she wants now.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're saying that if Ms. Spears wants to terminate the conservatorship and believes that she can handle her own life, Mr. Spears believes she should get that chance.
Damn right.
Wow. This has
I'll tell you
been
what,
years,
though.
Man.
I'm gonna say something right now that's not going to be necessarily agreed with or looked at kindly, but I'm going to say what everyone's thinking. Sometimes some of the things that Britney posts on social media...
Yeah,
I sort of understand why they had someone else watching her whole life.
Yeah, you know, some of it is
out of control.
Some of it is a little strange, but...
A little strange, Laura?
Yeah.
She seems completely... Shawnee, I don't know if you've ever looked, but, like, Britney posts things that you're like, this person's not well. This doesn't make sense. Like, not only does it not make sense, like, it's, like, too revealing or sexual or whatever, although that happens, too. I don't even mean that. I just mean, like, it doesn't even make sense. It's weird. It's off-putting. It's
Britney someone herself.
Someone who doesn't have, like, social cues would post this. It's very odd, yo.
But then when you hear, like, the details of what she's not allowed to do is so wild. It's like, what?
And maybe that's what made her, you know, this way. You know, but I definitely hope there's someone else sort of helping her once this ends. Like, and she's just not out there completely on her own.
Yeah, let's see. That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:57. Today is a high of 83 degrees. Rain in the afternoon into tonight, and alternate side parking rules are suspended. On the flash lights, lights. I know you're ready for the flashing lights, and the rest that's gonna put us on.
Styles and Rosenberg. Number one for hip hop. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we were